Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Hi, you've tuned into, I always say it that way, don't I? You have tuned into, and maybe turned into, I don't know, Radiant Psi Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and this is a call-in show. This is a show all about you. And I'm a conscious energy worker. I'm an intuitive, and I can see things and hear things, and I love it when you call in because we do many readings. But I also focus on shifting the energy that is somehow involved in the question that you asked. What I like to teach is that we are radiating out into the world and creating a lot of our reality through kind of a radiance and a magnetism and a patternizing and so on. And we can change a lot of our radiance. We can change a lot of what we send out into the world. Hence, we can create a lot more of our reality by choice instead of just by happenstance or just by magnetism of the way we've been or the reactions that we've developed through the years. So I like to start off, and I work with guides and angels, and I was just talking to our guides before the show. And it was really interesting because we were talking with them about the collective, which I see as kind of an interesting energetic soup that goes around the world. And it's full of all kinds of ideas and thoughts and feelings that have been thought, that have been thunk, and felt by all kinds of people around the world. And there gets to be this kind of mass consciousness. And a lot of times, the thoughts and feelings that cycle through our own brain just come out of that. It's like we stick our head into it because we live here, and a lot of the ideas are still running around that field of consciousness. And the guys are saying that it's a field of consciousness without choice. So like a lot of you have watched The Secret recently, and we've all been abuzz. The Secret is kind of a prime, it's a really good movie showing how the philosophy of thought or thought religions or whatever they call it, metaphysical thought, creates your reality. And that's as old as humanity. It's just getting a lot more of a mass recognition right now. And we talk about creating our reality with our thoughts and with our feelings and with conscious design. And my guides are reminding me that a lot of the consciousness soup that flows around the world or is stimulated by our thoughts and feelings, but also by media and so on, is without decision. We don't decide on it. It's just sitting there. And then we let it create a lot of our thinking. So in the process of authentication or healing ourselves into being who we really are, we want to learn several things. And one is the process of clearing the space that we're in so that we have a chance of being new and not just taking on thoughts and feelings that were left there. So it's clearing external part of our world. Then clearing our old reactiveness, the internal part of our world. And then creating the reality with thoughts and with visualizations that we choose. And then the guides are reminding us that if we want to change the world really fast and we want to create a reality that has a lot of potency, you want to get together in groups and in even email groups or discussions and so on so that you can share dreams with people so that when we dream of a reality we want to have, the opportunity is there to really create it and to really impact that human consciousness that flows around the world. So anyway, I'm an energy counselor. I'm an intuitive. I hear things, see things, even smell things, feel things, and so on. I call it the family of clairs, clairaudient, clairsentient, and so on. So if you call in and you say you've got a question about your child or what it is you want to be or your purpose and so on, what we can see is what are the natural energy drives in you and what's blocking them right now? What kind of patterning are you taking in, magnetizing in relationships that continue an old pattern? And how can we heal that? Because healing is about, really, the word healing is deceptive. I hear all kinds of political commentaries about the word healing. But my thing is that just to change a situation that feels blocked is a healing. And that can sometimes be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. So as you call in with your questions, you get a mini reading, and we'll use your question as an example of how to change energy to change your reality. Now, you can't call in if you don't have the phone numbers, and here they are. So call me right now at BBS Radio, at 877-876-5433. 877-876-5221. I'll repeat that. 877-876-5221. Or if you're one of the Canadian callers, you're 888-810-8322. 888-810-8322. Oh, goody, we've got a caller already, but wait a sec. There's also an international calling number. I've been telling my guards I want an international call today, too. 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. So now let's go to our caller. You're on the air. Hello? Can you hear me? Well, I'll just keep talking. What we're going to talk about today, again, is creating reality. And a lot of times what gets in the way of creating our reality is that we have past programming. And some of those programs are really collective, like a lot of us have the same program. So we're going to get into clearing that. But first, let's start with a space clearing exercise. Are you ready? Let's just take a minute and close your eyes. I'd say except those who are driving, but I realize you can't drive and have your computer working at the same time. Oh, maybe. Maybe you've got a laptop sitting beside you. So if you're driving, close your eyes. Now let's set up some really nice clear space around us so that we can create in it. And one of the things we can do, remember Saint Germain and the Ascended Ones, and they taught us about the violet flame? So here's a violet flame exercise to clear the arena. So let's focus a violet flame dancing and burning in the corners of the room. See a violet flame burning and burning, transforming all the leftover thoughts and feelings in the corners of your room. And have the violet flames grow and burn and grow and burn until they get really mighty. And then they move to the right. And as they swirl to the right, they go round and round in this room until they meet in the center of the room with a great violet flame bonfire. And they burn and grow and burn and grow. And the violet flame will literally transform leftover thoughts and feelings. And you create it with your own mind. So that tells you something about creating your reality. And have the violet flame burn and grow and burn and grow in the center of your room. And then like you're a little imp, jump into the violet flame and tumble round and round and round. And feel and see those frequencies that you're radiating being transformed and raised to a higher, higher frequency, and tumble around in the violet flame, tumble around in the violet flame, and sit back in your chair, and then have the violet flame burn and burn round and round and round your body, round and round your body, and then we'll do a quick check on your inner, and let's use a platinum spiraling light, and have it move up through the soles of your feet, where you hold all your issues of understanding, and have that platinum spiraling light whirl through your feet and clear all the leftover feelings in your feet. Feel your toes tingle. And that platinum spiraling light shoots up through your legs to the knees, burning all the leftover childhood pictures from your calves and working through the fear in your knees and the support issues in your thighs and that platinum light burns and spirals through your thighs. Remember the support issues that you were taught from the female leaders in your life on the left side and the male on the right side. So burn and burn through your thighs. And then fill your belly. Fill through the genital area. Fill your belly with this white platinum light and have it spiral round and round in your belly, your intestinal tract, where you hold all the subconscious karma, everything left over, including food, sexual exchanges, your mother's energy, father's energy, and you burn and burn with this platinum spiraling light and move it into your solar plexus. And in your solar plexus, which is where you hold your personal power, and that can be afflicted because of what's in the belly, right, or the chest or wherever. So you keep working this wonderful platinum light through your solar plexus. Move it up through your chest and up through your lungs. And your chest is where you have issues of love. And, of course, that brings up issues of despair and loss and grief and courage and inspiration. And that platinum light spins through your chest, brightening you up give it a real push through your heart, your actual pumping organ, and this platinum light spirals up through your shoulders where you have your issues of responsibility, and it spun down your arms and into your fingers till they tingle. And remember, our arms talk to us about how we give and receive and all the old programs that you hold in your body mind because of issues of giving and receiving. And you spin that spiraling platinum light through your arms, back up through your shoulders and into your neck. And in your neck, you spiral that light round and round in the neck. Because as we transform and we clear and we raise our fields and frequencies and become wiser, our neck gets jammed because we work with consciousness of self there. Your wisdom, your will, God's will, and all the experiences you have and transform go through the neck, through the throat. And so you move that spiraling platinum light through the neck, and up into your head. And have that spiraling light sit in the middle of your brain and whirl round and round and round until it gets wider and brighter and wider and brighter to the edge of your head and radiates outside your head. Oh my goodness, you have a beautiful platinum golden spiraling light all around your head and now all around your body. Excellent. Now you've just done some clearing and you should really feel a kind of a freshness inside, perhaps a little bit of a buzzing, because we're setting the tone here. Now call in. I don't know who was the caller who hung up, but call in again, 877-876-5221. That's U.S. I said that fast, right? 877-876-5221. Call in with your questions. And from Canada, 888-810-8322. Then international, 530-876-3222. Now let's get to work on this whole concept. What we were talking about with the guides earlier is that if we want to change, you know, a lot of you have seen the Gore movie, haven't you? The Inconvenient Truth. And a lot of predictions over the next little while, predictions from people I've heard on Coast to Coast, and various other people passing on their predictions. And I don't really do a lot of earth change predictions because I get, you know, I always say to the guides, don't show me things I can't do much about. So what they say is there are things coming up. And they always warn me that what's coming up requires us to be self-sustaining and to learn as much about our inner power as we can. Because as you and they say, they always say this thing about being on golden ball bearings. So when the changes are really fast and furious, you're moving through it with your own personal center. You're kind of rolling through the changes. And what the guides are saying is creating our reality is confusing to a lot of us because we get these concepts about possible futures and about creating the future. And we hear all these predictions about what's happening on the earth. And we talk about Gore. Well, let's take this caller, and I'm going to carry on with this conversation about future realities and creating our realities and the paradoxical conversations that go along with that. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy. How are you doing today?
Good, good. I can barely hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I can just barely.
Is this better?
Yeah, actually, that was a little bit better.
Okay, thank you.
Actually, I have a question regarding my son. I want to say thank you for directing my family to Lee Gertis.
Okay.
And it's turning out to be an incredible experience.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I just spoke with Lee Gertis a little while ago, and he gave us some insight, but with that insight came a bit of a concern. And I was wondering if you could take a peek at, he has an arachnoid cyst,
mm-hmm.
and while Lee is not in a position to diagnose anything, he has to be careful what he says to people. He did stress that there was a fairly large concern surrounding the cyst, and I was wondering if you could take a peek at that and lend some insight.
Okay, and I want to tell people listening that Lee Gertis is on, another computer radio station called Conscious Media Network, and there's a bunch of interviews there. And Lee Gerdes does work with the brain with a certain kind of energy machine. And Judy's son has had some problems of fast mood shift and so on. So he's a first experiment of going down to work with Lee Gerdes and has some, as Judy said, he has an arachnoid cyst, is what you call it, that works its way in the convolutions of the brain. Is that right, Judy?
That's correct.
Okay.
Lee Gerdes, when I spoke with him today, very few people can shock me.
Okay.
This technology is amazing.
Really?
And they can pick up, he asked me if Jason's birth was traumatic. I mean, that's how deep this machine, whatever it is, I still don't have quite a full grasp on it, but they can pick up trauma, they can pick up abuse, they can pick up whatever it is, and can narrow down what's going on. It's amazing.
And he can change the patterning. My understanding is that his machine is also an energy worker, and it changes the patterning in the brain that's been etched in the brain. Is that right?
Yes, that's my understanding is they hook like electrodes to the brain, and they watch the brain patterning on a computer. And then you're listening, once they narrow down, for example, let's say you were in a bad car accident and it was very traumatic, they can actually change the patterning and the trauma surrounding that through, I believe it's like a sound wave. So you're wearing headsets. And even today when I spoke with my son, he sounded different.
Wow.
Just after a couple of treatments.
Great.
Yeah.
Is he enjoying it?
Spooky.
I think that there's great hope because I don't know what he said about the cyst, but how my guides are showing it right now is that there's a huge pressure going to come off your son's brain.
A huge what?
Huge pressure coming off your son's brain.
Okay.
And it's his brain appears to me to have been affected by these kind of, it's hard to explain, but it looks like energy lines that have suppressed its function.
Yes, that's true.
And those are being lightened. There's a lot of freedom in his brain to recreate its potential, a lot less anxiety.
You're emulating exactly what Lee Gerdes said.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
yeah.
And
that's
even
great.
Though he's worried about the cyst, except that I'm saying my guides are showing that cyst is going to be much less. They can't take it out, can they?
Well, that's, again, he wasn't able to comment on it, but what he, kind of in a roundabout way, was saying medical intervention needs to take place.
Yeah, because it's pressuring in his brain, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
But he didn't directly say that, but my this mother's intuition, let alone being an intuitive, it's you. You feel those things, and I have felt that this cyst is a major pinnacle for a very, very long time. And I've had, usually when I pick up things, it comes in the form of almost like an anxiety or that butterfly feeling when something's off and not right. So when I look at Jason, that's how I feel in my solar plexus area.
Well,
and so what I'm asking, are you picking up anything? Because I was very blunt with Lee and said, well, are you picking up cancer? And he says, unfortunately, I can't comment on that, but he needs medical intervention. So what I'm looking for is are we dealing with something in that realm or something different, or, you know, is this anything to be freaked out about, I guess is what I'm asking.
Okay, so one of the things I'm saying here is that, of course, I would never call it one disease or another, okay? But what I will say, the guides are saying this, is that there is a the work that they're doing, and he's not finished his work yet, is he?
No, he, in fact, he's going to finish up this week, and Lee said he needs a lot more treatment after this.
Yes.
That in depth.
I'll tell you what, it's going to make his life very different. And if they do medical intervention after a while, it'll be much easier for them to get at the problem.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's getting worse. I think our understanding of it might be clearer and maybe scarier as a result. But it feels like it's alleviating that, you know, it's been pressured terribly, and it seems to be changing the cellular function. So I'm very heartened by this picture.
Oh, I am too. I feel for the first time in my child's life, I feel very, very hopeful. And I want you to know I am very grateful to you.
Thank
for
you.
Directing my family.
And I'm grateful for you to take advantage of that and do it. That's great.
It's incredible. This technology needs to be in every state, in every home, right along with the secret, you know. It needs to, people need to become aware that it's out there. He's an amazing man. And
those people who are interested in knowing more of what Judy's talking about would go to, and forgive me for this, Don, but it's a radio station online called ConsciousMediaNetwork.com, and there's up on the left, there's a drop-down list of interviews, and this fellow's name is Lee Gerdes, and in his interview, you'll hear what Judy's talking about, the machine that she's speaking about. And
it's a very intriguing thing to watch, and listening to Lee is very interesting. But I think really what Lee is bringing back is the technology that we've always or had way back in the day.
Right on. Well, I thank you so much for your call. And
well, thank you.
Thanks, Judy. Keep us posted.
I will. You take care, Veronica.
Thank you.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye. And one of the things I'd like us all to do for Jason and the family and other people that you want to put in, let's take a minute and hold in our hearts an awareness. Oh, always wrap yourself in light when you're doing things, because that's a good way to authenticate, to separate yourself from the mass consciousness long enough to take charge of the atmosphere. So hold in your hearts a really powerful pink light, a light of love and healing. As soon as I say that, my light turns a bit green, and that's okay, because the lights will tell you what they need to be. And imagine sending that light from your heart out to Jason, who's going through this brain situation. And many of us together, and this brings us back to what the guides were talking about today, many of us together can have a huge impact on someone's wellness. So let's just take a minute together and in our collective mind send to Jason wonderful, wonderful healing of the brain, that he have a life in his hands that he never really had in his 24 years, 26 years, whatever it is. Many, many blessings we're sending to Jason's brain. That's wonderful. What good news. And now I'd like to continue with the rest of, it's not the rest of the show. That's part of the show. We want you to call in, because I know a lot of you are working consciousness in wonderful, wonderful ways. So 877-876-5221, or from Canada, 888-810-8322. I'd love you to call in. And what the guides were saying is that when you're talking about, for example, an inconvenient truth, which is a really scary for some people movie about what's happening with global warming. And I think scary because the rate at which the distress of Mother Earth is recognized in such a movie. The guides are saying that if we band together, even in our thoughts, even in our visualizations, even in our heart's dreams, even in our healing techniques, plus following all kinds of instructions on how to reduce the CO emissions on the planet, we can shift things exponentially. We create possible futures, a lot of us do. You just have the future that you slam into, you know, so I don't like to do predictions necessarily. Because if you call and you want a prediction and you're all garbled inside and you're mad and you're holding back and you were abusive shit, and I'll be with you in just a minute. But you'll go ahead and you have predictable predictions. But if you start clearing like mad and creating, your predictions are going to change. And we want to do that with global warming and other things in our personal lives. So we have a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Good afternoon.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I really appreciate it again, that exercise of with the light and filling the light.
Thank you.
To begin with, I was very happy. A lot of things got accomplished today, and so this just sort of reinforced it. But what's kind of funny, my frustration is, as I'm trying to listen to your show, is my computer keeps going out, and I don't need an answer for this. I'll have to get somebody to help me with it. But the irony is I was following the energy, right? I mean,
How did the computer go out when you were following the energy?
Yeah, well, I just went with it, and it's like I tried to call you, you know, on the number, and then it would just, the radio would go out, et cetera. But I don't want to get hooked up into those details. That's some sort of functional, my ignorance of what to do, but it just says real player. Anyway, I don't even want to go into it, but it just keeps going out, which I think is kind of funny because I actually am sitting in the sunshine, and even though it's been very cold here and there's very this and there's very that, is to keep that light, keep it going. I mean, just help me with that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of disruptions on the planet right now. You know that. There's a lot of energy disruptions, and we have to radiate more clearly and more steadily than ever before. And I'm not saying that you disrupted yours, but I'm saying that we need to push through it when it does get disrupted like that. You understand?
Okay.
There's something going on that there's like these little...
Lips?
Yeah. It's like energy.
So the platinum light, like I love that image in my brain. You know, I love that. To just sort of keep that with you when you're driving or when we're...
When you go into the white light colors, it's really almost a defensive light. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not an encouraging interaction light. It's like, this is my space. And it's very clearing. And you can draw it in through the top of your head and whirl it round and round in your body, and you will really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry I can't really help you with the computer. I think it's quite funny.
And it is funny. That's the irony. I'd rather go with the energy because I really get so much when I'm listening to you and when you're working with other people. But to, again, swirl the light, and if there's areas like I do certainly today, I just want to say this. We're boxing up and trying to release clutter or release certain things. And the irony is... sometimes bringing in somebody that another person who's a willing person and they want to help you, it really helps to have another person come along.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put two or more minds that are focused in one direction, you have a lot more power, don't you?
Exactly.
I have to tell you this about you, Anne, is you have very, very powerful electrical energy. And in time, you'll be able to put your hands on the head of the computer and straighten its little heart out, you know?
Say that, put my hands on the head of the computer? What?
You'll be able to straighten out its energy with your hands.
Ah, okay.
So practice that, because right now you have electricity that's not flowing. You're not commanding it. It's just doing its thing.
Exactly.
And you want to take charge of it and start sending it. Little bolts of lightning coming from in.
Exactly. I just want to share this, and I'll hang up. That we worked our 2 hours. We did this work. It was kind of getting difficult. I was getting hungry, so we went and took a break, and I ran into somebody that lives up the road. I didn't know they lived 7 miles away, and it turns out they had frozen pipes, okay? And so I came home, although I have many things to deal with here, I suddenly felt, you know, it suddenly felt okay here. Do you get my drift?
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for your work. And your energy. Thank you.
Many
Bye.
Blessings. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Isn't that interesting? Because we do, there's a lot of disruption on electronics these days. And we are going to be able to run enough energy to keep those things going, but most of us haven't got there yet. So we're talking about the energy of groups and how the consciousness that we run around the world is not usually by choice. And what we're learning on Radiance by Design and many, many other shows is to make your energy a conscious choice. So you're choosing, well, let's do a clearing. You're choosing what to clear and then what to think or what to send forward in terms of your thoughts and feelings and your dream radiances. So one of the things that we want to do, and you have to realize it's like the ocean, you know, you can stand by a big boat in the ocean and you can actually make it move even though you're a little person. Because there's a flow there, isn't there? And when it comes to human consciousness, as you work with your authenticity and you work with conscious thoughts and feelings, you're actually sending positive energies out there and actually having an impact. And when enough of us focus together, well, my golly, we have like this this dream that has a lot of energy, a lot of electricity, and the potential of it. When I said electricity, what I mean is that energy flow that creates reality. The potential is to create healing for the planet, healing for even global warming and so on, healing for the war and disturbances around the world. We can do that with a collective mind. So let's get together on this subject. Just as we sent Jason healing, there have been proofs. There's proof that people getting together and sending light, even if A, they don't believe in it, B, they don't know how to do it, they get results. Prayer gets results. Nobody really knows that except to explain it energetically or spiritually, right? So let's get together and do a clearing, because my guides always say that 98% of our evolutionary task, if we want to do conscious evolution, is about clearing past programs. And those programs are often sort of a mystery to us. We don't realize why we keep getting victimized or why we keep running into people taking advantage of us or why we keep getting, I don't know, stolen from or we keep having our money not work out or whatever. It's just because we have programs in us, and those programs teach us that that's who we are, and so we keep meeting our drama, don't we? So we were talking to the guides, and they were saying, do clearing, clearing, and I decided to let's clear victim, because if it's true that we can create our reality, if it's true, you know, what the metaphysicians have said for thousands of years, actually, if it's as a man, I think there's a fellow named James Allen, and he says, as a man thinketh, and the Christian scientists and the religious science people and the ancient teachers, I can't think of any names right now, have all taught us that as we think and as we create, it will happen, so it is done unto us. So let's take a look in our body minds. I want each of you to wrap yourself in light. Wrap yourself in light as a buffer between other people's, in quote, stuff. And I want you to ask yourself to feel in your body all of the energy that comes from victim. You're a victim. If I said you're a victim, what kind of energy comes up in your body from that? Just take a minute. And when you feel the victim energy, where is it in your body? Is it in your base chakra? Is it in your heart? Is it in your forehead? Just exaggerate it and exaggerate it. Some of you have it in your feet. Just exaggerate the victim energy and really pay attention to where it is in your body. Remember, your body's a filing cabinet, and it takes certain subjects and puts them into certain parts of your body, some of which is an inherited genetic tendency. Which is worth knowing about, because where it's congested with too much reactive programming is where we have problems usually. So one more time, exaggerate victim. Mm-hmm. You can say something goofy like, I'm the victim, because there are no victims here, right? And as you exaggerate it, you should notice quite a bit of discomfort in your body and mind. And then I call in the presence of your guides and angels and your higher selves and ask for help as you command total release of this victim energy now. Total release of it now. Now, sometimes it'll clear like that. But if it doesn't, sometimes it gets stuck in your knees or your lower legs or your shoulders or something. Then you just do it again. I want to call in my guides and angels and ask for help as I command total release of that victim energy now. Thank you. Sometimes you feel it sloughing off your body like a snake skin or just clearing out of your body. Okay, so now that we've done that, let's take the violet flame and swirlingly have it go up through the soles of your feet and just swish your whole body out with the violet flame. Swish your body with the violet flame. Good work. Now you got to get right into those little corners, you know. You got those morsels of victimization in there. And swish it out. Now pick a thing like victim. How do you feel now? Do you feel any different? Pick an issue like victim and do that every day for a while and see if you don't change how you are in the world. I'm not saying you're all victims. Another one to do is calling in your mother, because we all have our mother's energy. Now, it isn't always a bad thing, but it's her programming that we develop in the womb. And then as we have our experiences with our mother, people who are adopted right out of the womb will have a really definite kind of a loss. There's a really funny feeling that I see in people that I work with. And you can tell they're adopted because there's this like slice in their energy fields. And that slice can represent itself emotionally in people who are feeling like deeply abandoned, or there's a desire for love they can never quite find, and there's something missing. There's all these really interesting ways in which those injuries will show up in a person's life. The pattern that created keeps playing out in life. And they'll feel like maybe too needy in relationship, or they'll feel too detached, like they can't really connect with anybody. It's really interesting. So let's call up and wrap yourselves in light again, and let's call up in your body, mind, emotional self an awareness of all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother. And a lot of people get this big love in there, which is great, and also other stuff. Okay, so don't be afraid if you don't get the love, or if you do get the love, or and some of you are mad at your mom, some of you aren't, doesn't matter. Just keep bringing up all the energy that comes from the soul contract with your mother. And where is it in your body? You might even want to make little notes periodically about that and exaggerate it. Yeah. And as you exaggerate it and exaggerate it, pay attention to where it is again. It's important. Then ask for help from your guides and angels as you command total release of the mother energy now. Total release of the mother energy now. Feel it sloughing off your body like a snake skin, or kind of pulling out of your body. It's always different. And now swish your body with light. I call it the light gargle. You can use the violet flame or the platinum light or anything you want, but swish your body out with light. Swish, swish, swish. Change those frequencies that are a little bit stuck. And here's the final one we're going to do today, which is to call up somebody whom you absolutely adore, somebody you love. Maybe it could be a child that you love. Just to show how interestingly, intricately we're bonded with people. So pick a child that you like, maybe a grandchild or your own child or your neighbor's child, doesn't matter. Just somebody who is not dangerous, but someone you really love. And ask to feel in your body, mind, all the energy that comes from your soul contract with that being. Now, what's really interesting is you may feel just love and an airy feeling, but there's something else, and I want you to feel the constrictions as well, okay? You get the expansions or the love stuff and so on, and the constrictions. Or maybe you hesitate and hold back. Maybe, I don't know, it's just like each of us has all these different reactions that we have in interaction with people. And as you call this person up and feel it, good, and exaggerate it. And you call in, ask for help from our guides and angels. And then let's command total release of that energy now. Total release of that energy now. Good. Because some of you, I notice that some of you have funny constrictions. Some of them are about responsibilities or fear of something going wrong. It doesn't matter, but you might even want to flip through it like a deck of cards. Because if it's somebody you really love, you still have that fear of loss. Pick a thing, you know, fear of the person being hurt or out of control or whatever. Fear of you not having the person all the time. fear of not doing things right. It doesn't matter. You also have it along with your love, and the love is so exciting. And this other stuff is just to take it off the body. So instead of tethering one another at levels of fear-based consciousness, we're clearing all of that. And then we want to create our vision. Create our vision that we can love our mothers like mad, and we don't have to run her afflictions or her programs or her limitations. Because our moms, like us, want to free their kids from that which limited them. So, you know, it's a win-win. You're serving them, too. And I have to tell you that people on the other side, it's really interesting. I see a lot of beings on the other side, a lot of spirit beings. And sometimes those tethers remain very strong. And I'll feel like I'll be looking at someone. Recently, somebody asked me about her mother who had been passed for 15 years. And it's funny, I could see her, and I could experience her. My whole body crumpled up, and turns out she had passed 15 years earlier with MS. And that there were all these funny pullings and tethers going on between her and her daughter from the other side. And isn't that educational? Because we could say, if we were just looking at the daughter here, well, she's got a few little physical problems, but they were pulling back and forth across the veil. And how do I know? Because I'm an empath, and when I see those things, I usually get a lot of feelings that run through my body as well. So all I'm saying to you is to individuate, to authenticate, to be in truth with your fulfilling soul and your potential, clearing even those people that you love absolutely madly, truly madly, deeply, even those people that you love, clear them regularly. As you clear people, as you clear individuals, you actually clear a lot of the subjects like victim, like fear, like heartache, like reaction, like attachment. You clear those as well, because as you interact with any people, a lot of those issues come up. You don't even know it sometimes, but clearing them, you're going to teach yourself a lot about what makes you adhere to someone else. The guides are saying you can take a day, you can call it a cleansing day, and automatically clear everybody that you talk to that day. That's a bit of a job, but you can learn to do this quite fast. So you talk to the postman, and then you say to yourself, I want to feel all the energy that comes to my soul contract as a postman, not out loud, of course, and exaggerate it and command total release. You go through a whole day like that, and you're going to get a litany of amazing reactiveness that you have inside that you're going to magnetize back and forth with people that you meet. Because that's how human beings, we're like herd animals. We set up frequencies between one another to create harmony, and some of the harmonies are around what we would consider anathema to harmony. It could be about abuse or control or judgment or fear, you know, on top of love and respect and creation. So we're talking about evolution, evolution of individuals, and evolution of a group. So call in with any questions. We have a little bit of time left. My, it seems to be going very fast today. 877-876-5221. And then if you're in...
I can't hear you.
Hi. You're on the air.
Oh.
Hi. Hello. Somebody's...
Hello?
There. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know what to do here. Don't listen to the computer. The Canadian number is 888-810-8322. So if you're in Canada listening, call up. 888-810-8322. And internationally, you people that are over in Europe or in Hong Kong, give us a call, 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. So do you understand how important the clearing part is? It is really crucial for us to take charge of what we're sort of radiating out into the world. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Brenna, and I had a question regarding what you were just talking about with clearing the energy.
Great.
I don't really have a whole lot of time where I can be away from people I guess anybody, not necessarily the people that drain my energy, but I have a small child, so it's kind of difficult to get completely by myself to be able to clear it. And it's something that I've been working on a lot recently, but I find it really difficult to stay focused on something like that when there's always noise and there's always something else and I need to constantly be moving. Do you have any suggestions for a calming way while still surrounded by people that you're trying to clear?
It's difficult, isn't it?
It is.
I would recommend, did you hear us talking about the violet the platinum spiraling light?
I did, yeah.
And try to remember that the lights, all colors of lights are really powerful, but the white ones are really hot and they'll burn up. If you run it through the top of your head and create a spiraling light, they'll burn up a lot of energy inside of you. You'll know what I mean. Because sometimes people can even get diarrhea from doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if you could do that inside and outside, it gets to be kind of fun. And you can even do it around your child. And it just becomes a bit of a habit. But I would say that the white and gold lights are the brightest for doing that. And you can set up walls of light between yourself and other people. And sometimes when you practice it enough, you're very, very powerful. It's funny, you have a strong purple and a strong blue light in you. Do you know that?
Sometimes.
And then if you, because what that means to me is you have a strong streak of the spiritual and you have quite a mystical streak and you have the ability to build up shields of light that actually can bounce people off. But that's a practice. I mean, most of this stuff is a practice and you get more powerful as it goes along. The other thing is rapid panting through the nose for 2 minutes will really build your light. It'll shock you.
Okay. Is there a way that I can clear somebody's light for them? Like for my child, he's not really old enough for me to fully explain that to him, where that he'd be able to do it and understand it himself and really focus on it. But sometimes I think that that is what he really needs to calm down or to get out of a tantrum that isn't necessarily his own tantrum that he's having.
That he's reacting to other people's energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I read this in a book a long time ago. Someone was saying you build in your mind's eye a great bell, a bell-shaped see-through light, and you put it right over kids that are really having a big problem. Can you imagine doing that? It's kind of funny, actually.
With your hands or just with your vision?
Just with your vision. And just
okay.
See it. This little one that you've got, it has a lot of very fast-moving lights in him. Do you realize that? He's a very changeable, in a way, kind of character.
Yeah.
And he needs, sometimes he needs that softening influence because he's soft by nature, but he feels sort of awash in it sometimes. And so anyway, they're saying take a great big bell jar in your mind's eye and put it over it. And it can be colored blue when you want to soften him and calm him down. It can be colored violet when you want that kind of mystical thing. Or a pink if you want to just harmonize with him. You can play it. Because you're very intuitive, and the colors that come up will be perfect for what he needs. He has a lot of yellow light in him.
I think that because he's so empathic a lot of the times, I mean, while some of it is the quote-unquote terrible twos or whatever, but I think a lot of times what he has problems with is not necessarily his own problems when he has a tantrum. It's not his own stuff. I think it's because he's really empathic, and he's not sure how to deal with it because he's too small to really explain it to at this time.
I think you're exactly right, and his energy fields are a little bit precarious at times, meaning he's easily fluttered, is that the right word?
Yeah.
With other people's energy. So try the big bell jar, just have fun with it, and report back to us if you feel like it.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. So that was a good call, because it's really hard for a lot of us to understand how to help little ones to be in their own authentic center and not be just buffeted about by the status quo. It's a difficult thing. It would be fun to have a parents group where people sit around and learn how to build energy fields for their children so their children are literally protected. This takes us back to... Oh, good, we have another caller. But I wanted to mention one other thing before I take the call, is when we talk about creating group consciousness, it's for the same reason as that little person. The consciousness is about making sure we respect each person's central light, and that's a huge jump for us. Anyway, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
I'm just calling for, my birthday was this month, so I'm calling for maybe a birthday reading.
Good. Well, happy birthday. Do you want me to sing to you?
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Barely.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay, though. I
think it depends on the kinds of phone and the kinds of computers. That's what I've decided.
Yeah, I'm not on the computer. I had to hang up because I'm dial-up, so in order to call you, I can't hear you on the computer. I'm just on the phone with you.
Well, you look like... Do you have a bad back?
No.
You got some funny thing going... Wait a sec. Let's just send some energy to your upper back between your shoulder blades.
Huh.
And they say that you're going to go through a time this year... You're actually going to prove yourself this year. Things have been really a lot for you to deal with for the last few years, haven't they?
The last couple years, yeah.
Yeah, well, this year should be much better.
Great.
You can feel a little bit like you're being pulled down a bit, and yet I see you going way up this year in terms of who you really are and stepping away from a lot of traumas that have just yanked on you a lot over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you remember, Ronnie, you went with through my mother dying and my sister trying to take over everything.
Oh, my, I forgot about that. Yes. Hi,
yeah,
Vicki.
I think that's what you're referring to.
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice. I want to say something interesting, at least interesting to me, is right in the center of your back between the shoulder blades, you look a different color. It's like that part of you is trying to manifest its truth. And
oh.
For everyone at home, when you
is
get
it, is it my left side?
It looks like it's in the center.
Oh, in the center, huh.
But what's interesting about that, Vicki, is that part of the back, when it starts talking, is often about how you individuate in the middle of the collective. Usually that's what the pressure is.
Oh, okay.
And that's just sticking right out for me to see. Anyway, do you have anything else to say?
No, basically I was just wanting to know what was up for me this year, you know, just...
I think it's going to be a really good year, so you have a time coming up that doesn't look like it's going to be a good year, but the guides are saying that's just a thing, that the rest of it's going to go up.
What does that thing look like?
it looks like you suddenly get a little depressed and think, oh, darn it, is this always going to be this way? And
well, that's actually what's been going on today. I kind of had an emotional dive today, and that's exactly what I was feeling.
Well, bless your heart, because it tells you that the turning point is at hand, my dear.
Great.
And they also say you've done a very good job with your family.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because family of origin is as much about the personal journey for the soul, not just about resolving family of origin. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, you've come to terms with a lot of your own real nature over this pressure.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot closer to my brother. I don't know if you remember looking at him through this whole thing, but that's never been so most of our life.
Isn't that wonderful? And he looks much sweeter, more humble.
Pardon me?
He looks like he's gotten sweeter and more humble.
Toward me, he has, definitely. I've been able to help him a little bit with trying to raise his vibration. His mind is very good at thinking negative thoughts and bringing it back down, but he's starting to realize that you know, I believe that it's his mind.
Well, has he seen The Secret?
That's exactly what I played for him.
Great, good.
Bought it for him, played it for him, you know, tried to have him listen to the Abraham Hicks stuff, but I think that was a little too much for The Secret. I also played it for my son's family, which made a big difference to them, too.
Isn't it wonderful?
I love it.
Well, bless your heart. I'm so glad you called, and happy, happy birthday, and it's going to be quite a nice year. It's a little frustrating now, but it'll be fine.
Thank you. Is it like February will fine start happening?
Yeah, actually, yes. Probably,
oh, cool.
Probably just before the beginning of February. But you know, I'm not always great at time.
As long as it's this year, that's good. I'll give you that much leeway.
Well, let's keep going, and let's change the global warming, and let's all do conscious visualization, and for you as well as all of us.
Well, congratulations on your new show, and I'm listening.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Vicki.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. And it's so that if we're looking at predictions, and I see her moving forward with her visualizations, that's what we all need to do. So let's do a collective visualization right now. Oh, I started to talk about concurrent realities and future visioning and different futures. Don't get all bogged down in what that means. It just means simplistically put, if you change your vibration, you change your frequency. And how do you do that? You do that through clearing and through building your energy and moving forward in your visualization. You change your reality. You change all your predictions. And if we do it together, at least over some major issues, the guides say we make quantum leaps, and the future of the planet can look very, very different when we start moving our consciousness collectively. And you know, the Secret's done a lot of that work. It might not be new stuff, but holy mackerel, the presentation wasn't certainly as palatable. And I hear, what did I hear about the Secret? They're going to be on, I think, Oprah again on the 31st of January. Somebody just emailed me. So in any case, so that's talking about creating your future, creating your reality, and a lot of the healing that happens because we release energy congestions, which can create, energy congestions means blocked energy flows, and that can create physical problems. Most of you are aware of that now. And as you shift that, all kinds of healings can take place. My guides are talking about this year is a year of miracles and mayhem, mayhem and miracles. So there's a lot of pretty bizarre things going on politically, internationally, you know, whatever, and personally. And yet, we have the ability, because the energy fields are moving faster and our consciousness of creating our reality is faster, we have the ability of creating different outcomes at a greater rate. And I keep hearing of people who have, like, fourth-stage cancer cells and so on that are out of control, and then, boom, they're finished with that, and there's no sign of cancer. I keep hearing of these things. So this is a reminder to change your energy, and in turn, that changes your reality. Now, I don't know what our time is. So we are almost done. This is Veronica Entwistle. I've really enjoyed talking to you here on BBS Radio, and I'm going to be on with Jackie at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Jackie does ET healing. She channels ETs and has a great deal to say about those dimensions, and I'm just the interviewer, and I really enjoy the time there. It's also a call-in show. But this show is a show about you, Radiance by Design. You can design with your thoughts and feelings and your clearings. You can design how you go forward into the world and what kind of a world you want to create. I call it the new politics. So let's end this by holding President Bush. Oh, I'll give you my my website is www.veronicaentwistle.com. That's www.veronicaentwistle.com. Or if you have any comments about the radio show and would really like to see something happen on this show, or you have some subjects you want discussed, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I think we should end this by seeing President Bush and wrapping him in light, that he feels a shift in his own frequency and energy, and to use his power to raise the consciousness to do healing on the whole planet. How's about that? Could we share our vision about that? So let's focus on our hearts, clear your energy, and wrap yourselves in light. And now feel the light run through your heart. And let's send intentionally out to President Bush and all his henchmen, but particularly President Bush, all his energy of healing, of consciousness, that he really uses power to help transform consciousness on this planet so we can all bloom together. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm already looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. West Coast time here on BBS Radio. Many blessings, and thanks, Dawn, for having BBS Radio as a wonderful service to the planet.